Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III. AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Again, facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to Real Talk with H3. @gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to be talking about who men need to lead. Who men need to lead. And this topic came up, actually. I was, again, meditating on what I should share with the world and give information. Taking a little while to bubble up. For whatever reason, it happens often to me. It takes a little while for me to figure out what I'm going to share with the world. What I feel I could bring a value and just a thought for the week or whatever to help progress us. And so it just hit me about 5 minutes ago. And it came from a post that I made on Facebook. And the post from Facebook came from a conversation I was having from a friend. And that conversation from the friend came from a video that I had saw on YouTube. So, the YouTube video was a former pimp by the name of Pimpin' Ken. And he was commentating on a podcast episode about the dynamics that was going on with this Hollywood famous couple that we all know, and their relationship dynamics. Why it seems like his wife disrespects him as much as possible, and publicly humiliates him. And well, Pimpin' Ken, in much of his underworld, and I guess now his non-pimping life, he was talking about a woman being on a man's vibe and paying attention to if that woman is on that man's vibe or following him or not. And how it would tell so much about the mate that you have in your life. And he was giving examples, and he was like, if you had a certain plan on doing something as a man, and she gives you resistance on those things, you know, she's not on your vibe. And I agreed. And this was about a week ago, but it's still didn't click to me that there was another side to that as well. And it really just clicked to me when I had a conversation with one of my homeboys about the video clip. He actually brought it back. He actually brought the video clip back up, which triggered me to rethink about the whole scenario again. And there's another side to that. There's another part to that. And that's what I wanted to discuss real quick. So, yes, if a woman is not on your vibe, not on your program, not cooperating with you in the direction that you want to go for your plans, then yeah, she's not the woman for you. Definitely not the woman for you. But, and here's the big but, the thing is, in order for a man to lead a woman or anybody else for that matter, he must first lead himself. And it's simple, but at the same time, it's a journey. So what does leading yourself look like? Leading yourself does not mean being perfect or so perfect that no one can contest your decisions, or being right all the time. But leading yourself really is understanding what makes you tick, understanding what gets you to a certain level of personal fulfillment, and understanding getting to a place that maximizes your personal personality type, your thought processes, your financial well-being, your physical well-being. Not being perfect again, but perfecting your life, if you understand what I'm saying. Perfecting meaning like, no, you won't do things right all the time. You won't get it right all the time. You will make mistakes. There will be unforeseeable things that happen in your life that draw you away from the ideal results that you wanted. But there's a certain tenacity and a certain resiliency in your personality, in your life, that allows you to troubleshoot, resolve, or adapt around those human experiences or flaws, if you want to call them that. That is the ground from which you master the art over time of leading yourself and creating a life that is more fulfilling and efficient and engaging and passionate to you. And once you reach that state, once you have the foremost goals of what creates a fulfilling life for you, and you can implement steps to getting to that, and you achieve milestones with that, you're getting into the realm to where you can lead yourself. And in the process of leading yourself, you learn so much about life in general that you can now help inspire or lead others. And then it becomes a situation in which you're able to lend wisdom out to friends, family, and yes, lovers, your mate as a man. And in your wisdom, having the right mate around with you, you will understand and come back full circle to what Pippin King was saying. You will be able to more likely, maybe not always or at the time that you want to, but you'll be more likely able to pick out the women that's going to follow your vibe, because you yourself trust your vibe. You yourself trust your path. And you yourself are very, very comfortable very, very comfortable or accepting of the consequences of the way that you think and the way that you act and the way that you are. And when you can accept the possibility of consequences happening from that, or The possibilities of consequences of unforeseen things happening to you on that path, then you entrust that you will either learn, push forward, or adapt from those things. And when you're in that place, then you are in a place of leadership. You are in a place where you can accept at times maybe failure of something that you didn't quite foresee, and it won't keep you down for long. Or in the times where you cannot make a move because you have limited resources or limited thought process on something, it's not going to set you completely back. And that is a powerful place to be. And that is what is the other half of what the what Pippin Ken was saying. Yes, she must follow your vibe, but you have to be so intimately entwined in your vibe that you know, without a shadow of doubt, your thought process is going to not only lead you, but it's going to help and enhance and lead people who see that in you. And this sounds simple, but it takes a while. It takes a while for a man to master his life. There's few exceptional men who do master their life at a relatively young age. And it usually has something to do with a certain discipline or a certain focus that is unshakable. But for the most of us, it's somewhere probably nowadays, mid-30s into the early 40s, things like that, in which you finally get enough clarity about life, world, systems that dictate your life, and how to best position yourselves in all those things. So, what about the question about, well, do women have to do the same thing? In an ideal world, yes. However, we live in a society right now where there's a lot of enablement mechanisms that make women feel like they do a lot on their own, and that they are leading a lot of stuff. Government systems, academic systems, financial systems, things like that. There's a lot of propping up of a image really designed to promote a hyper-consumeristic society. And so behind all those mechanisms and systems, ironically, are still men who still have to do the integration and the application and integration of these things in order to create a sense of leadership. And then it also goes back to the main thing of personal fulfillment. I don't have any stats in front of me, but if you compare apples to apples, a man who's reached a certain state of personal leadership has a higher sense of fulfillment and direction than generally a woman does, because there's an endurance component. And the endurance component is for someone who can manage their emotions during turbulent times, or manage them more better, or either put them aside for a while. And if you compare an average man to an average woman, especially when it gets into lifestyles of high performance, there's just simply many more men who can do it in relation to the effort that they give than women. And these men won't have to rely so much on others in order to achieve that. Will they have a team? Will they have a support? Will some of that support be women in him achieving his state of leadership? Yes. But the level of dependence and the duration of dependence won't be as long. And I think most of us have an understanding of that. But that's why I wanted to give series of events that came down to one little post that I posted on Facebook, which people resonated with. I said that a man must first lead himself before he can lead anyone else. A man must lead himself before he can lead anyone else. And it's true. And it's a journey that I've been on. It's a journey that most of my peers have been on. And we continue to be on. So that is what I wanted to share. You must first become a leader yourself before you're able to lead anyone else. And if there is something unique about you and about the way you move, the things you say, people will pick up on it. And sometimes whether you want to be a leader or not, those positions have a way of finding you. Anyway, this has been another great episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.